Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. It's good to have you with us today. We are on the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus and have been since January. The other day I talked about the indwelling of the Spirit, which was more than just a day or so ago because of my itinerary and the busy nature of my schedule. I've had some special time with family, etc. So thank you for your patience. But today we want to talk about my body being the Lord's temple. And now we're on that theme of one of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, which says, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Preparing this vessel to receive the indwelling of the Spirit, to see the work of God be done, and to see the power of God be done. Because as the blood cleanses, it gives us the ability to receive His presence as we accept Him and ask God to take ownership or lordship in our lives. Acts 7, 48 through 50. Get your Bibles out and look at this passage with me if you will. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all things? There's nothing that we can really do that can make our hearts and lives ready to become God's temple. What we can do is to receive His strength, accept His grace, and see the blood of Jesus applied, and to be able to, through the work of God's hand, be able to see our lives, our bodies, our whole entire being, body, soul, and spirit, become inclined to, reclined, and a part of God's plan and pattern, allowing Him to be the master of the house, allowing Him to thoroughly furnish us unto every good work, and to see Him cleanse, bless, and strengthen this temple. God dwells in the temple that is not made by hands, but by divine workmanship, according to divine purpose. Our works are as filthy rags, the scripture says. Out of love and devotion to God, when we live out our lives in faith and obedience to Him, it gives Him honor and praise, and our bodies emulate and show forth the glory of God as we honor Him. However, it's through Him, with Him, and by Him we can do all things. But by and large, by our own measure and means, we are not that which makes of ourselves anything. In this world, so many people work so hard to make something of themselves, trying to do it on their own volition and power, and yet still need the assistance, we all do in life, of someone to help us along the way. In the very beginning of our lives, as little children, totally vulnerable, babies, we needed our parents to secure us and keep us and nourish us and help us and protect us. Otherwise, we would have never fully developed. The same is true about the Lord and how He has taken care of us, as He is our Heavenly Father and has ministered unto us. Without His care, without His nurturing of the church, without the purposes of God in His heart, our lives could never grow and mature into the level in which God desires, and to see the work and the will of God be done. That temple, our temple, is the body of the believer, which God talks about in these passages. He has redeemed us by His precious blood. And as Paul's explained in 1 Corinthians 6:13, food's for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now, the body's not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now, this verse talks about food for the stomach and the stomach for food. In Proverbs, it says, the righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul. Proverbs 13:25. We who are righteous do not overeat. Why? Because our bodies are the Lord's temple, and we are not to defile them by gluttony, drunkenness, immorality, or any other form of misuse. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. When I present my body to the Lord, then I have the rights of the Lord for my body. Let's use this analogy. If I purchase a piece of property, I become responsible for its maintenance. But if I live in a rented property, the landlord is responsible. If we just let Jesus have temporary right over our bodies, he does not accept responsibility for their maintenance. But if he owns them, he is responsible to maintain them. That is the relationship he desires. He wants to maintain. That's why he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light in the scriptures. How can he say that? Because when he's in the house, when he's reigning, ruling, guiding our hearts, and we're each day praying, seeking his face, allowing his word to minister, and being in the right place at the right time, or allowing ourselves opportunity for God to minister, we become blessed, refurbished, strengthened, and renewed in God day in and day out, that he might transform it, put us in that place where we can truly become what he saw for us from the very beginning, even before we came out of our mother's womb. God loves you, and he has a purpose for you, and we need to get with the program. The scripture says that God sends. And you know, when you're sent out on a purpose or a mission for God, it better be God-directed. Otherwise, you know, if it's just what you think is the best opportunity at hand, you might find yourself not performing to the greatest degree and just, quote, honoring God's word, but yet not being in the place where God wants you to be. An ambassador, when he is appointed, he goes to a specific place for a specific purpose of being able to represent the country he is the ambassador thereof. We represent a heavenly kingdom, and God has us as ambassadors, and he is sending us and wants to equip us to be the people of God, to be able to accomplish that which he wants to set out to do. You all have a purpose, not just your pastor, not just the evangelist, not just the prophet, not just those of the fivefold ministry. You and I, as individuals, whoever we might be in the body of Christ, have a purpose under heaven and can be just as God-directed as, quote, the man of God. Amen? Allow yourself to allow God to maintain, direct, and equip you in the purposes of God. You are the temple of the Lord. If you've been purged by the blood, set apart for God's purpose, and allow his Holy Spirit to reign. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord has all rights to my body, my spirit, my whole being. Thus, I will not defile it with gluttony, drunkenness, immorality, or any misuse. I will try to recognize my place in you and honor the direction you have for my life. Help me, Lord, to take hold of the things you want me to and be able to be wise in the purposes of God and to minister the gospel and to gracefully touch the lives around about me with the anointed power of God to see the work of God be done, being redeemed, cleansed, and set apart for your purpose by your blood, and blessing the people that I'm around, touching the lives I'm around, and being an extension of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad that you could be with us today. I pray that this word was an encouragement to you. I know so many times that we feel we're doing it on our own, and where is God? But if you'll consistently seek his face, if you'll be faithful, God will be with you. God will touch your heart and life. We go through dry places. We go through difficult times, but he's there. And in times where we are in dry land, or in times where we are not really, quote, feeling the full force of God's presence, he's still there. And it's times in those areas of life, in those arid times, that we learn new things and how to survive and how to get through things. And so when we get to those great places of fully being immersed in God's Spirit and seeing all the blessings and the grace of God, it's better appreciated. And those dry times helped us to see us through, and our faithfulness to God was measured out. It's easy to make it serving God when everything is just going hunky-dory. But when we have our difficult times, when we go through trials, it's then where our faith and our temperament and what God is trying to maintain and refurbish within us becomes fully seen and recognized. And we develop and put another notch, quote, on our belt. And we go and grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Amen. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401. Visit us at our website, cgmfinc.weebly.com, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. God bless and have a great day in Jesus.